Capital 263.
Ooh, that nice. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is Technology, a podcast about tech, nerdy stuff, and more nerdy stuff. Brought to you by Capital 263. Free to say it, free to do it. The best and lonely podcast network. Lonely. And only.
Only, okay.
And only podcast network in Zimbabwe. I'm Dion, your host.
I'm Gary, the other host. Wait, I'm the co-host. Yes.
I think the other host is a nice one as well. I'm down with that. I really am.
Anyways, yeah, my name is Gary. I'm the other guy. Yes. Yes, Hugo the Slum God. I changed it from Hugo Ducking Flacos. Yeah.
So you've ascended from being a king to being a god.
Really? Why is everyone?
No, I had to, because you're the one who said I changed it. You know, you should have said you upgraded.
I upgraded. I ascended.
You ascended, yes.
I ascended to a higher level. Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah.
So, hello, everyone. How is everything going? We are in the middle of May, and there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, a lot.
But first things first, I watched Logan.
I finally watched Logan. How many months later?
Shut up. That movie is amazing. No, like, listen, I usually watch movies late after all the hype finishes, and then I can enjoy it on my own like this.
You just don't have the cash to go to the premiere.
It's just that I don't have the time.
Cash.
Okay. I'm sitting here.
You know what they say, right? Time is money.
No, but seriously, Logan is a great, great movie. If anyone's out there who have not watched it, the whole Wolverine, you know, thing going on, you should just watch it. I was a DC guy, but then I watched it. It was a great movie.
Oh, yeah, it's also coming out in noir. That's black and white. It's a fancy name for black and white.
Is it noir? Yeah, noir. I always had problems pronouncing that word.
Noir. Yeah, but then, yeah, it's coming out very soon.
Yeah. Very, very soon.
Anyways, now, Zanya says, Jitarwa Nagiri Tendai Manuel. Okay, wait. My battery.
What's the news, Gary? What's the news?
Now you're making me sound like a news reporter. No, like you said earlier on, a lot of things have happened this week. You know, news from like the large companies such as Intel, OnePlus, Microsoft, you know, AMD, to even like smaller other random things like ransomware and stuff like that. So
smaller things. You think that's a smaller thing?
It's not. It's just random, right?
Let's just start with that because I think it's a big story that happened very recently. So for those who do not know what happened, basically, some hospitals in Britain actually shut down because their IT systems crashed, or should I say, were attacked maliciously by ransomware. Ransomware is basically like a sort of malware that basically says you're not going to be able to use your machines unless you transfer X amount of money to this account.
It's terrorist software, basically. From the Middle East.
It doesn't... I mean, does it have to be from the Middle East? It could be from anywhere, like a lot
Nigeria?
Of ransomware.
Yeah, Nigeria.
Basically, yeah, because like, if you don't pay us this money, you're not going to be able to use your... Like, and they have deadlines. So then...
Yeah.
This one is called WCry.
WCry.
It's like literally W then cry. I don't know how you'd pronounce that, but that's how I'll be saying it. And it's basically saying, look, you have until May the... Is it the... It's the 18th, yes.
Yeah, it's the 18th.
To
pay three... What?
$300 to $600, depending. Some people have been hearing about $300. Others have been hearing about $600. But basically...
Bitcoins.
You have to pay that money in Bitcoin,
or
wait until the 19th and pay a heftier fee.
Right.
And yeah,
so the way this ransomware works is that it gets into your computer and encrypts all your data, encrypts it, and denies you access to all your information. So then this was originally used by the NSA, the guys that it got exposed by Alex Snowden.
So it's the 15th, not the 18th,
yeah.
Which is Monday.
So it gets into your computer, encrypts all the data, then shuts down. Unless you pay the guys that are demanding the money, you do not get access to your computer or your data. And a lot of organizations have suffered from this, you know, such as hospitals and other... Yeah.
Yeah, we've been hearing, I mean, from companies in the UK, Spain, Germany, and Turkey. Even FedEx in the United States got hit by this. So it's kind of big. And what we can suggest to you now, if you have a computer and you're worried, there's an update by Microsoft that came out recently that sort of tries to fix the problem. We would just strongly suggest you update your computer as much as you can. The new fix is called the MS-17-010. Yeah. That's the one that fixes it. So or at least avoids the problem.
Microsoft is advising that you update your software as soon as possible not to encounter this problem. I don't really think that it's going to come this side. This is Africa. I mean, there's no money here.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You never know. With these things, they just see computers and they say potential, and they hit.
I mean,
I think in some countries you can't even, can you even get Bitcoin in other countries? Like, how would that work? Like, if you look in deep Africa, imagine if someone in, I don't know, Gabon was to get hit by this virus. And
Bitcoin is already available in most countries. I mean, it was originally used sort of as an illegal currency. So,
yeah. I remember those days.
So, I already think that it's available. Even in Zim, in the beginning, it was one of those shady currencies.
Yeah, just the nerds. I mean, it's still just very, like, a nerdy thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But at least now it has some sort of... I'm waiting for Dogecoin to make a resurgence. Dogecoin. You haven't heard of it?
No.
It's basically like Bitcoin, but even danker. So, yeah.
Even the name.
It's Doge, as in D-O-G-E, coin. It's actually serious. No joke. But it's a meme.
I'm dying.
So, with the S8 coming out, the iPhone 8 also coming out soon, and we've been, well, the LG as well coming out this year. Another flagship phone is coming out, and it's the OnePlus 5.
Yes, the OnePlus 5.
I'm really looking forward to this one.
So, you guys might be wondering, why OnePlus 5? Why didn't we get a OnePlus 4? So, this.
And what is OnePlus 5?
Right, so OnePlus is a company in China. I was going to say South Africa. In China. In China, that makes flagship smartphones for like a really budget price. Well, it's budget compared to the other flagship smartphones.
Let's just say budget flagship.
High-end. Yeah, exactly.
Budget high-end.
I don't know how that makes sense, but
that is
yes.
an oxymoron in its own right. But
you're
yes.
paying very little for a lot of things.
Exactly.
For example, their previous phone had, 6 gigs of RAM, top-end processor, top-end cameras, everything for only $350.
Very good price given that the iPhone will cost like double that.
Yeah, $700. Most phones that have that price, those specs cost about $700. So the company, due to a number of leaks in the past, has announced that they are releasing the OnePlus 5 this year. So I don't know why they. So their reason for skipping the number 4 is that the number 4 in China has the same pronunciation as death.
Yes, so apparently the number 4 in China is a bad luck number. And it's similar to like, if you've ever been to some apartments, you'll see that it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way down to 12, and then it goes to 14. Like there's no 13th house.
You see.
So they usually skip that number. So it's the same in China. They usually just skip. Everywhere you go, you'll find that there's a first, second, third, fifth floor, then 6th and going that way. So no OnePlus 4.
I'm really surprised that this is this superstition is this much.
It's China. It actually doesn't shock me at all. They seem, I mean, culturally, like China have that kind of, you know, reputation of having all the, not superstition per se, but that kind of, you know, spiritual kind of
vibe.
Yoga. I mean, yoga is technically from India, but yeah, that kind of vibe going to it.
All right, so
the specs look great.
The specs. So it's gonna have 8 gigs of RAM. Yes, 8 gigs of RAM, 64 gigs of storage, full HD 5-inch display.
A much bigger battery than the S8.
Yeah, 4,000 mAh battery.
That is massive. That is massive.
Yeah, and it's a leaked prototype shows that it's got 2 down firing speakers, just like any other standard smartphone, USB Type C, 2 dual cameras at the back.
But then Geekybench? Yeah, Geekybench leaked or released some specs that said that it would have 123 megapixels camera.
Yeah, it's
what's
leak.
Up with that?
Nobody really knows. There's so much speculation around this phone. There's so much speculation, and people are concerned that this phone might actually be expensive compared to its predecessors because it's going to be made out of more expensive material.
And yeah, that would be worrying. But then, look, estimated costs so far go from $1,100 to $1,400.
You see,
which is completely off the range of what they usually do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm expecting around the $400 mark this time.
Maybe 500 to stretch it.
Yeah, 500. I don't think they'll ever go as high as 600. I mean, Xiaomi, the Mi 6 is going to be what, 350 of 350 what? Dollars.
Yes, yes.
And it's going to really have nice specs. So, yeah, and
it only comes in the 64 gigabytes. So far
it's all speculation. So nobody really knows what's really happening.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the speculation right now is that 64 gig would be the base model.
Yeah, it's, I think the only it's the base. Model even. That would be too much. I think they should go for higher. I think the 3 Plus had more.
3T.
Yeah.
3T had 128 gigabyte as well.
Exactly. So I think more space is going to be the standard this time. And wow, surprise, surprise, for the crown jewel, it has a headphone jack.
Yes! Hallelujah! Yes, we want that and I love that. I have earphones right now and I love my earphones and my headphones and all my audio stuff.
That is something not to take for granted these days.
Yep, every time, like, don't worry, every time a new phone comes out, we will tell you if it has a headphone jack. In the same way that back in the day, they tell you if it had GPRS.
Yeah. And, oh yeah, obviously it's going to be using the latest and most powerful processor available on the market, which is Snapdragon 835.
Yes. Yeah. That's the SoC. Yeah, that's a very important point. Everyone's using it now. So,
yeah.
Snapdragon.
Dragon. Wow. Dragon.
Snapdragon.
My phone at the Snapdragon 835. Anyway, speaking of really powerful processors, swish. Segway.
Yet again, Gary the Slum God. Segway. You call you the Gary the Segway God.
Really? What? That is so dry. Speaking of really powerful processors, AMD and Intel recently revealed that they're working on really powerful processors. AMD codenaming their processors Whitehaven. Whitehaven.
Yes.
Hmm.
That sounds like something you'd hear on a white supremacist site, but whatever. It doesn't matter.
I mean, what's with AMD? What's with AMD and their naming scheme? Bulldozer. Quad something.
Right? No, Ryzen. Ryzen, guys. Ryzen. Now Whitehaven. They should just keep it simple. They should have just kept it simple. AMD processor number one. Processor number two. Or just series 1000.
Hey, but
series 2000.
Intel is not safer here. I mean, look, it's Sandy
actually
Bridge, Skylake, Cable.
Look, you could just with Intel, the beautiful thing, you could just say Intel Core i7 7th generation.
Yeah, true.
Boom.
True.
You don't have to remember the whole KB Lake, Skylake, Baby Lake.
So we are getting with AMD, they're gonna be releasing their new processors are gonna have basically. The base model is going to have about 16 cores with up to 32 threads of data being processed at the same time. This is
all for desktop computers, not servers.
Yeah, and the thing is, because this sort of processing power is only available for servers in the past, and now it's coming to everyone. So now you can not only, you know, run your fully legal copy of GTA 5, like, I think you can now run three of them at the same time. I don't know why. Why you do that, I don't know. But
hey, because
why
three
not?
Characters might as well have three games, right? Boom, three is better. The power of three.
And Intel, to top this up, leaked.
It leaked, yeah.
Yeah, then after the leak, they had to confirm a couple of things. Intel Core i9 is coming out.
Wait, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Why do they skip odd, even numbers?
I don't know.
Why isn't there Core i6?
It's actually, I don't know. It's actually more of advancement in the processor itself. I mean, look at Core i5. Doesn't mean there's five cores or anything. Most Core i5s are four cores.
So what's why is it 5? Why is it called i5? Why is it odd numbers?
I think it's more of because of hyper-threading and stuff like that, or threads of data.
I bet they have some sort of like page on their website that explains.
Yeah,
that
it's I can. It's really complicated, and it's really complicated because even Core i7s, they're dual core Core i7s.
The dual core?
Yes, Core i7s.
Wonderful.
You see,
people will just be bragging about.
Then there are quad core Core i7s. Then there are 8 core Core i7s.
And now there's going to be 16 core Core i9s.
Yes. Oh yeah, 16. Then they might be what?
What?
Yeah, 16 core. Yeah. I don't know. I thought there was something at the back of my head.
I was expecting something. I was like, in my mind, I was going drum roll and everything.
Right. So the most powerful processor. Well, let me just give a rundown of the 4 announced processors that are to come out. There's the Core i9 7920X with 12 cores, 24 threads of data, 16.5 MB L3 cache. And it's going to have 44 PCIe lanes.
Not bad. That's actually
the base clock speed has not been announced. But then, judging from
what I think it'll be like about 3.5.
I think higher. I think
you really think higher than that
because they're saying that the new architecture that they're using the Kirby Lake X architecture is gonna allow them to even have higher clock speeds than before.
Yeah, this is still Intel we're talking about, so I'll take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I mean the Core i7. Well, they also announced a new Core i7, the Core i7 7640K. It's going to have 4 cores, 4 threads of data, 6 MB L3 cache, 16 lanes, PCIe lanes, and a base clock speed of 4 gigahertz.
That's impressive. Yeah. That's really impressive.
So where we are going, I don't know. Do we even have the liquid cooling good enough for this? Because the thing is, with these processors, you're not even supposed to use the regular fans. You're supposed to use liquid cooling.
Liquid cooling.
Yeah, it's more efficient.
I've always been uncomfortable with liquid cooling because of the idea of it, you know.
African people. Just say you don't have the money to even afford liquid cooling in the first place.
But yeah, it's actually quite hard to find in Zimbabwe, I could imagine.
Yeah, but it's available. It's just expensive.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So WhatsApp was down. I think everyone listening noticed that. Well, 1 minute, everything. And I thought, Wi-Fi went down. Then I looked, I was like, wait, Wi-Fi is still there. What's going on? Then I just realized that, wait a minute, WhatsApp is actually down.
Worldwide.
It wasn't just in Zimbabwe or just in Africa. It was all over the world. And, well, it wasn't that long. For me, it lasted for about 90 minutes.
I don't know. It varied between people. Android users, Android superior race, Android users actually say that their time was like just an hour and a half or something like that. Whilst Apple users were out the entire night.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I mean, listen to this. This was on a Wednesday, right? So Wednesday's outage occurred just as Facebook's senior management was on a quarterly earnings conference call with Wall Street analysts and investors. Wow. Facebook touted the popularity of new WhatsApp features during the call, never mentioning the big outage underway that very moment.
That is so embarrassing. That is so embarrassing. That is like showing off your mansion at the same time your mansion is on fire.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what that'd be like saying, you know what, my mansion's a great investment. And someone's calling you saying, Bob, your mansion's actually on fire right now.
What's the name of Trump's house? It's called the something White House. What's it called? His own personal house.
No, I have no idea actually.
There's a name for it. I don't know. It's like the something White House. And at the same time it's burning down. That would be really funny.
Yeah. And you know, on that note, one small thing. I read about how the Game of Thrones actors are now using 2-factor authentication due to security concerns, you know, people hacking into their phones to find out the scripts and whatnot. I'm trying to get spoilers because people hate themselves, but whatever. You know, I think what I wanted to ask in general was, you know, two-factor authentication. Do you use it?
Yeah, I use it. I use it for my Steam account. I mean,
just your Steam account.
My Steam account, obviously WhatsApp, because you have no choice.
Yeah,
I won't use it for Instagram. Instagram, whatever, they can leak those. I mean, my picture's already public.
Yeah, exactly.
My emails sometimes. Yes, my emails sometimes.
Okay, so people who don't know what two-factor authentication is. So let's say you have an account, Instagram, Google, Facebook, whatever. You have your username and you have your password. Those two things can be easily hacked. Like if I have your username, which I think most people already have, like if you know someone's @ on Twitter, you know their username. All you need from there is their password. That can be hacked with time and resources. So if a good enough computer and enough time, I can get in and get your password through brute force. That's possible. But brute force. Like you just try every single combination until something works.
I'm literally picturing computer kicking down a door.
Where's the password? Opening the servers and everything. And okay, what two-factor authentication is basically that to log in, what you have to do is send a code to your phone or some other device.
Or email. Yeah.
Or even email. And that is that's another way to verify and authenticate the login. That way it's harder for someone to, because even if someone gets your password, they still have to have access to the secondary thing, which is a lot safer. So I strongly suggest anyone listening, if you have a Google account, try login and go to account settings and try and get that two-factor authentication with your phone and everything is great. And even when you forget your password, I actually forgot some passwords for some really important accounts. I was able to quickly change them because I used two-factor authentication on my phone. It was nice and easy. Hulup-de-loop-doop. Everything worked out well.
Yeah, but the problem is that sometimes when you're in a login fast for Instagram, like you just want to upload something or your Steam, you just want to play a game. You log in, you have to wait for an email to come. Then you go to your emails, you open your Gmail, then you copy the code, then you paste it. Then it says, blah, 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 verified, blah, blah, blah. Now log in. That's like, 2 minutes later?
Really? Fair enough, it is quite inconvenient. But then, I don't know. I use it for Google, and Google's very nice and quickly. Like, it's very nice and quick.
Wow.
It's very nice and quick.
Wow.
It's very nice and quick, because what happens is that...
Let's just take the time to appreciate the one and only, the TCAT, Chawaguru.
What?
Oh my god, now I slipped myself. Anyways, let's go.
Let's move on swiftly.
On another note, speaking of the Note 7, segue.
Here we go. Yes.
So, in South Korea, well, they're re-releasing refurbished versions of the Note 7s after the dismal failure it was. It wasn't really a failure. Okay, the fact that it had an explosive performance. Yes, yeah, pun intended.
Yeah,
but then it was actually a nice phone. Besides that, besides the whole battery issue, yeah,
that ish was on fire, bruh.
This phone is on fire. But that phone was really nice. So then they're re-releasing it for half price.
Why don't they just release the Note 8? Or is 8 in like a bad luck number in South Korea?
I don't know.
Korea,
a lot of phones are skipping. There was no Note 6, remember?
Yeah, they skipped 6 as well.
Yeah. And there's also going to be a Surface
Apple
5 or 7.
Two.
I don't know. I don't even know. You know what? Numbers are irrelevant.
Yeah, you have Windows One, Windows 2, Windows 3, Windows 3.1, Windows 95, because that is the logical way of doing things.
Yeah, and Windows 7.
Which is actually version 6.1.
Yeah, Windows 8.
Which is actually version 7.
Windows 8 and a half. Then,
8.1, 8.1.1.
Yeah, 0.111, whatever.
This is my favorite. Windows 8.1 update 1.
Yes. Then, all of a sudden, Windows 10.
Because who needs 9 anyway?
Windows 10 Anniversary Edition. I don't know what that is. Then Windows 10 Creators Edition.
Because the logic is so perfect and it all makes sense, we have now moved on to Windows 10 S.
And after that, before Windows 10 S, there's actually another type of Windows. I don't know, these updates, these stream of updates that are coming.
Always
we don't,
come in.
We
always
don't
have
even know what they are. We don't even know what they are. I think at this point,
they'll have a gamers update too.
Yeah, it's actually coming.
Really?
Yes, it's actually coming.
Brilliant. I knew it.
Yeah, I told you. I did tell you that
gamers update. It's called the gamers update.
Yeah, it's gonna have Windows gaming mode.
I'm actually now psyched up for that. Yeah. I'm really psyched up for that. But we have to talk about Windows 10S, which is coming out. So rundown: Windows 10S is the new. Well, it's the new type of operating system.
We didn't talk about the other things.
What?
The other things.
There's a lot of
the update.
There's a lot of.
Yeah,
of stuff.
You know what?
I told you, there's a lot to talk about.
What if this news feels neglected?
What news is this?
All right, so now Zanyas is okay. So Windows users are now getting a stream of updates, like we just said. With the Windows 10S, a lot of new applications are going to be available in the Windows store. Yeah, like this week already got a bunch of new games like Fallout Shelter. Yeah, Fallout Shelter.
These are iPad games.
Yeah, basically. But then a bunch of games that came to Windows Live and Xbox Live on Microsoft. So now we're also going to be getting, I'm going to pronounce it like the way they pronounced it at the Windows 10S event. You know, not the African way it's supposed to be pronounced, but then
Ubuntu. Hey, that's actually better. Some people pronounce it Ubuntu.
Ubuntu is gonna be. Ubuntu
that's perfect. Ubuntu.
Ubuntu is gonna be coming to the Windows 10 store very soon, and we're also gonna get SUSE Linux and Fedora Windows.
Yeah. SUS. Wait. These are all. Wait. I'm lost. These are all operating systems.
Yes. So now you're gonna be able to run virtual machines inside your machines.
Oh, like it's official virtual machine support on the Windows
platform. Yes. For those who don't understand, it's like having a TV inside a TV. that is a wrong example.
Yeah, that is a horrible example.
Where it's like having two. It's like having a smaller human inside a human. That's being pregnant. No. I don't know. I don't know what to call it. I don't know. I don't have any examples. Give an example.
Okay,
here.
I have no analogy to go, but like right now.
Right. Oh, yeah. You know how we can run. For a common example, BlueStacks.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. It's basically BlueStacks.
Yeah, you can run another operating system on your Windows computer. And this time you're going to be able to run Ubuntu, Fedora, SUSE.
It's right just now. SUSE. SUSE.
Ah, so let me.
What about Mint?
Is Mint there? Not yet.
Oh. I'll be waiting for Mint. Mint is my Linux distro.
So now you're gonna be able to for those who complain.
So all of this is Linux distros. These are all Linux operating systems.
For those who complain that Windows is not customizable enough, happy. There you go.
Boom. There you go. Boom. It's now customizable.
Boom. Bada bing. Bang. Mm.
So Windows 10 is really coming up.
And we're also gonna get iTunes.
iTunes on the Windows Store. iTunes is horrible. I truly feel pity. My heart really goes out to everyone who has an iPhone or an iPod or an iPad and they have to use that horrible application on their Windows phone, because it is horrible.
I don't know. I really hope it's going to be a customized version.
They're probably going to have to
enhance for the Windows experience instead of the
UWP.
The regular one. I hate the regular one. It's really
out of touch. Like everything is going in this direction. You have all your Windows apps all looking beautiful. Look, that's how the X button looks like. Look, this is the taskbar. Look at how beautiful everything is here. And then iTunes says, "Now screw you. I'm from Apple." Boom. I'm going this way, and it's horrible. I hate that.
And before we jump into the Windows 10S main thingy, so now we also have Opera Reborn, which is basically reimagining of Pirates. It really sucks. It's terrible. Nobody asked for it, but hey, it makes your Opera more social oriented and stuff. Yeah.
So like, there's now plugins in Opera that work to enhance the experience
For WhatsApp, for Facebook,
WhatsApp as well.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's integrated with the browser.
Do they have Allo?
No. There's no AI or anything. It's just integrated with the browser.
Then okay.
New BlackBerry manufacturer,
TSMC.
Yeah, TSMC has also released their first BlackBerry phone, which is a BlackBerry phone, but not really a BlackBerry phone. It's just branding on the BlackBerry. Yeah.
The key one, this is.
Yeah, the key one. And it's been getting positive reviews. You know, it's really has nice software and stuff like that. There isn't really much to talk about because there isn't much to talk about. But it is a really nice premium device in terms of specs and everything. And it has a physical keyboard. They're still maintaining that. I don't know who's looking for a physical keyboard in 2017, but hopefully, I'm guessing there are people out there.
Yeah, I mean, look, business people would always love that physical keyboard. There's something about it, and I've seen that a lot of people have been really looking forward to that. And, I mean, BlackBerry, what they're really known for is security. Their security is amazing. And
yeah, security is their thing.
That's definitely something you can look forward to if you're looking to get this phone.
Yeah, and I don't know. Somehow the BlackBerry device looks nice to me. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Estimated like cost?
Price range. So that's like, what, 600?
So looking at, 600, 700, new, no, unlocked.
700, I don't think. Nobody's going to buy a BlackBerry for $700.
You never know. Businessy people.
Chinese,
yeah. It's always possible, but I highly doubt in Zimbabwe because, we don't have any interest in that.
And, right, so, you might be wondering, what's so special about the new Windows 10S experience?
What is Windows 10S, anyway?
So, Windows 10, do you want to take this or?
No, I just want to describe Windows 10S. Basically, in simple English, Windows 10S is a type of operating system, or a version of Windows 10, that is locked. So what you can do is use.
It's basically iOS.
It's basically iOS. You can only get apps from the Windows Store. You cannot use, like, you can't get an exe file, an executable file from your friend and click on it and open it. It will not work. It can only work with Windows Store apps. So that's, you know,
right,
Groove and the like.
So the whole purpose of this new operating system was because it was enhanced for. Learning experience. So then it has a couple of learning features such as networking for in-class activities, you know, sharing homework, documents.
So it was mainly, they focus mainly on education from the keynote even.
Yeah, and it's from what we saw at the Windows 10S event. We saw that it's actually lighter and way faster as it takes like less than 5 seconds to log in every time.
Yeah, and like I looked at the cheapest devices for it started like what, 189, which is actually quite
low.
And you can see that it's mainly for
students
and whatnot.
And teacups.
And yeah, what I was looking at when I looked through the event in general, I really enjoyed the way they presented it. The presentation felt very natural. And I like the way Microsoft are getting into their own groove when it comes to these kind of things. Like, you know, in the past, it was so cringy because the way Steve Ballmer used to do his keynote presentations used to feel so, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
and now they feel so free. And although they're lying to us half of the time, you know.
And although sometimes, like, what the heck are you talking about? Like, the new Surface laptop, it's going for $999. $1,000. And it's using Windows 10S.
You know, I think they're going for this whole MacBook approach or Apple approach to things. Like, have you noticed Windows Surface Pro, and now the Surface Book, which is basically the iMac, the iPad, and the MacBook.
Yes. They seem to be competing with
Windows phone.
No, but you see, those devices are really good. Like, I could imagine myself with a Surface Book on Photoshop or something.
Do you have $900?
If I had $900. But then, when you look at the Surface laptop, this is going to be so weird to talk about it. The Surface laptop, it's like, this thing is $1,000.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't run Adobe Creative Suite on it. You have to run whatever's on the Windows Store. I guess this is them just saying, look, we want all of you to take the Windows Store seriously. And we want people to add more good, or should I say, great apps on the Windows Store.
But then I really commend Windows because they've been putting a lot of effort into this, and more premium good applications have been becoming available on the Windows Store.
Yeah, definitely.
As of lately. So then the other features on the Windows S, you're also gonna be able to get Windows S also comes with Office 360 for free. So that means all those...
For a year, right? It should be. It's a year.
Yeah, for a year. And Minecraft Windows 10 edition, learning edition. With too many editions in one sentence, but you can
Windows 10 learning edition.
Yes.
Is that the official name?
Yeah, Minecraft learning edition, Windows 10.
Makes no sense to me, but okay.
It also comes with a free subscription to that for a year. I don't know who learns using Minecraft, but apparently they teach programming with that.
Apparently they do coding.
Yeah.
If you just put underscore coding on the terminal in Minecraft, I'm not sure if you can do that on the normal editions, which I have.
Yeah, you can.
You can as well?
Yeah.
Interesting. But I know that with that, there's some sort of games and techniques that they have to teach people how to code.
Yeah, they're actually teaching coding with
not
Minecraft.
Not really coding, but then I think it's a great way to start for kids to get interested in the actual subject. But then just know people, that's not actually programming. It's just the core of it.
Also coming with good editing, a few editing features for video editing, such as mixed reality. So this mixed reality, you might be wondering, what is that? This is like what? A combination of virtual reality and reality. So then...
Augmented reality?
Exactly. So you might... Oh, wow. Yeah, that was...
That's the name. That's funny, mixed reality.
No, but that's what they're calling it.
Microsoft?
Yes.
Oh, buzzwords. It's AR.
Ah, so then...
Augmented reality.
So then, obviously with augmented reality, this time it's really fast, and I was surprised that, you know, such... A regular laptop can do that, but then this time they're using their Surface Book, which is really powerful in terms of processing power.
Very powerful, yeah.
I mean, it's 7th generation Core i7 in it. Besides that, is there anything new?
Yeah, the Surface laptop is new. I'm really looking forward to seeing how they'll go about with it, because it looks like a great device, but then, my goodness, that price and those specs just do not match.
What are the specs?
This thing is going for $999. And you may think that $999 is the premium price. It's not the premium price. That's the base price. That is the starting point. That is me saying, I want to get a cheap Surface laptop, which it will come with, and I kid you not, Core i5 processor. I'm not sure which generation, though. But a Core
Obviously
i5 processor. An SSD, guess how big? 128 gigabytes.
Yeah.
Although the two interesting things I found of the devices, they have speakers underneath the keyboard.
Yeah.
That's a very interesting implementation. I'm really interested in seeing how that goes.
And there's a furry material covering the keyboard also.
Yeah, it's a sort of leather. I mean, it's a sort of soft fabric of some sort.
Yeah.
After a few drink spills on that, few coffee spills, I was really thinking, if I spilled a bit of coffee on that, how would it look? And, and a very interesting one, the integration of the dial. So if people remember when the Surface, what's it called? The Surface Studio. Yes.
Yeah.
The Surface Studio came out with the little dial, the Surface dial. It has also been integrated onto this laptop. You can use it with the laptop.
Yeah, so you can use it, but then it's actually false advertising because you have to buy the dial.
Yeah, you have to. Of course, you have to buy the dial. Just
no,
you
but
can
then
use
like the
it.
Way they advertise it with the Surface, you'd actually think, it's a peripheral that comes in the box with the.
Oh, you do not know the new Microsoft. They don't do it like that.
but
really, props to Nadella for taking Microsoft from being a business company that made boring business software to a visionary company that is actually going out and making a difference. I mean, sure, these stuff is all expensive. Like the dial costs, what, $200? The pen is $100 there. The Surface tablets start from $400. Their cheapest laptop is $1,000. Jesus, these prices are awful. But still, they're actually innovating, and they're giving Apple a run for their money everywhere.
Yeah, they're really trying to expand into a lot of territories, even territories that Apple itself isn't expanded into. Like, I mean, iOS is used in schools, but then it doesn't really have features that accommodate.
Yeah,
exactly. And now Windows has done that, so Apple is really scared now, I bet.
Well, they do have billions of dollars in reserves, literally have billions of dollars sitting there.
And they could become, and recently this week it was actually revealed that they could become the first company to be worth $1 trillion.
Yes, that was some news. I the numbers now are getting more and more imaginary when you think about it. trillions of dollars. That is.
I really hope that the next iPhone fails just for this. No, I'm just saying.
I don't think so. Yeah, probably won't happen. I mean, Apple the iPhone is really good.
Apple fanboys.
No, but the iPhone is actually making ground.
Yeah, not really. In terms of performance, yes. But every else.
It's selling in the US at least.
Yeah.
It is selling in the US. I don't know about anywhere else, but then
the thing is it's a good phone, but then in terms of performance and everything, but then accessibility and everything, if you're an Android user and you're going to iPhone, you're really gonna have a hard time. I'm being honest.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. It's been one of those things where they haven't really made any effort to look into the other markets apart from, you know, developed markets like in Europe and in the States. They've only focused there only, and that's a big problem with the Apple ecosystem. But then, staying with Microsoft, keyboard support for the Xbox One coming out soon.
Yeah, that really surprised me. So then, yes. Seems like consoles are trying more and more to become like what? Like
PCs.
Exactly. I mean, 60 FPS, 4K. But now, unfortunately, in typical PC fashion, yeah. PC goes up. You know, now we have 144 hertz
monitors.
5K yep. displays and stuff like
120
that.
120 FPS is becoming a thing now.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a thing, but now it's actually gaining 144! Because now computers, their monitors fast enough to actually run at 144 frames per second.
Yeah, that is amazing. You see, and for me, the question that I've always asked is, look at the Xbox One. The Xbox One is soon going to run Windows 10. It can connect to a keyboard. It has a processor. Is it not a PC now?
And very soon, they're saying they're working on mouse support also.
Mouse support as well?
Yeah.
So if I take an Xbox One, throw in a keyboard, throw in a mouse, use an HDMI cable to connect to a monitor, is it a PC or is it a console?
They're really trying to bridge the gap between PC and console.
Consoleception right there. Consoleception right there.
So... But yeah,
that's about it, I think.
Don't you have anything to say? Like something?
Like what?
Stay classy.
Oh, we should just end the podcast like that. Like, haha, yeah, goodbye, bye.
I don't really know how to end this. Well, it's not...
No, we have to first give the whole social media.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Guys need to find out. Like, they might be like, oh my God, I want to follow these guys. All
right. So if you're interested in following this podcast, you can go to Instagram at Tech Knowledge Podcast. And
yeah, Instagram is also Facebook as well. Tech Knowledge Podcast. That's facebook.com/ Tech Knowledge Podcast. And if you're interested in, Tech Knowledge FM rather.
Yeah.
Podcast. Tech Knowledge FM. facebook.com/ Tech Knowledge FM.
You?
You can also find us on Twitter. That is TechKnowledgeFM. So twitter.com/TechKnowledgeFM. And you can also find us on, I think, yeah, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah.
Those are the three. You can find me on Twitter. I am Dion Spring. Yes. And Gary, they can find you on, I believe,
You can find me on Instagram. The name is Hugo the Slump God.
Hugo the Slump God.
Slum God. Slum God.
Is it Slum?
Yeah, it's Slum.
Not Slump.
Yeah? Not Slump.
What is Slump anyway? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
slump.
You see?
I don't even, yeah. Slum God. Like favela kind of slum.
Yeah, exactly.
That's interesting. Interesting. I see.
So then, you know, just like every other week, it's time we end this. You know, it's not me. It's you. You know,
why are you being like this?
I'm not prepared to have such an intimate relationship with you guys. And
it's at times like these when we have to say goodbye. Do not cry over the fact that we're saying goodbye, but be happy by the fact that we had the experience in the first place.
Yes.
But seriously, guys, keep in touch. Keep knowledgeable and keep techie. Keep technology. Technology.
Yeah, I don't know. Bye. Chinde.
Bye-bye. And now. Capital 263.